Hello again, tree listeners. It's Pastor Bob, and this is your daily respite. Amen. So let's settle in, and let's hear what God has for us today. It's going to be different for each one of us, but it's going to be there. It's going to be part of this little devotional here. This is Friday, October 1st. And it's episode number 54 of the Daily Respite. We're walking through Holly Wharton's amazing little book, If Trees Could Talk, Life Lessons from the Wisdom of the Woods. And today, we're going to turn to the twin sycamores and see what they have to say. And I've got a feeling you're going to find it interesting. Something about this is going to hit home. I just got that feeling. So, these have been running a bit long this week, as you probably noticed, or maybe haven't noticed because they've been so good, but I'm going to go ahead and get started. This is the Twin Sycamores, and I'm going to begin with Holly Wharton, giving us a little background. We'll hear from the tree themselves, and then we'll have a little reflection at the end. All right, so settle in. Find that still, quiet place within and stay there and listen. Holly Wharton tells us, as I wandered around the Avebury stone circle, I headed toward a pair of trees that had reached out to me in June to tell me they were in this book. They were located in the southeastern quadrant, in an area of the stone circle that I rarely visited, as most of the old stones had been pulled down and destroyed in this section, and there was not much left to see. It was now early November, less than a week after Samhain, and I felt that it was time to receive their story. I was very much aware that I was in debt to them, as they had expressed their interest in being a part of this project 5 months earlier. So I walked past the main part of the stones, toward a part of the field where people rarely ventured. The stone circle had been mostly destroyed in this area of the quadrant, the individual stones pulled down and broken up to build the houses and barns of the village. I always felt a bit sad when I walked in this part of the field. So many of the stones were missing. And it was a somber reminder of what little importance the local farmers and villagers gave to this ancient sacred site in centuries past. There was just one fallen stone in this part of the quadrant, located far off in the field, near a ring of trees just before the ditch that circled the four quadrants. The twin sycamores stood at the very edge of the field, next to a fence that separated the grounds of the stone circle from Green Street, that quiet country lane that led to a few rural homes and a farm. It was a cold afternoon, and I pulled on my thick fleece gloves to keep my hands warm as I settled down against the trunk of the trees. The ground was carpeted with fallen leaves, and the ancient site was fairly quiet, as it tends to be in the colder months. The Samhain tourists were all gone, and only occasionally did I see people walking down the quiet country lane on the other side of the fence. It was easy for me to settle in and hear the story of these trees. Here's what they said. There is a time and there is a place for everything. And sometimes you will feel satisfied by the timing you experience in your life. And sometimes you will feel frustrated and feel dissatisfied. Sometimes you want things to happen, specific things, at a specific time. Sometimes it is possible. Often it is not. You must learn the delicate balance between wanting, setting goals, taking action, planning to do things to make these things happen in your life, and balance that with trusting that everything will happen at the perfect time for you, and that you will experience the perfect experiences that you have come here and chosen to come here to experience. Sometimes these will be enjoyable. Sometimes they will not. If you take advantage of these experiences, if you take advantage of all of these experiences, they can all be very useful in your growth. Oftentimes, people fall into the victim trap of feeling sorry for themselves, and this does not serve you. So my lesson for you, my story for you, my message for you is to pay more attention to the seasons. Pay more attention to the seasons. Every year, it is more or less the same. Every year, you have more or less the same seasons. Sometimes they start earlier. Sometimes they start later. Sometimes one season is longer, or another season is shorter. There are variations. It is not exactly the same. But you can expect winter, spring, summer, and fall every single year. There are cycles. These are things that you can expect. These are things that we can expect as trees. So, observe the changes. Know that nothing lasts forever. And see if you can relax and flow. Relax and flow through the seasons. Relax and flow through the changes. Relax and flow through the experiences of your life. Let go of worry. Nothing lasts forever. Pay attention to the things that you want to experience and focus on those. Know and trust that they will come when it is their season and it is their time. and the season for the changes, these things that you want to experience may or may not be aligned with the timing that you wish for. And this is okay. Relax and flow into the changes. Focus on the changes that you want to experience and relax. Do not be too, we do not want to say committed, do not be too stuck on any one idea, because there may be something better for you. There may be something more satisfying for you to experience that you have not even yet conceived of. And it might be that by taking action toward the thing that you want, that a new thing opens up to you in different timing or in the same timing. Relax and allow yourself to flow through the seasons of your life, focusing on what you choose to experience and knowing that surprises may happen. Surprises may come. Unexpected things may occur. And this is all right. This is to be expected. Oh, this is to be relished. This is to be savored. Oftentimes, people do not welcome surprises, and they are disappointed by them. They are frustrated by them because it's not what they expected. It's not what they wanted. Again, I tell you, relax and flow through the seasons of your life and open your arms to the unexpected experiences. Ask what you might learn from this experience, what you might learn from not having the experience that you wanted instead, and going into nature and sitting in nature, not just walking, but stopping and sitting, will help you to slow down and integrate the gifts of these experiences. Allow yourself to slow down. Now, I know I'm not the first tree to tell you this. You may find yourself hearing the same or similar messages from different trees, because we all see that this is very much needed in your world. Flow. 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 Gently. Not violently. Your life does not need to be a river of rapids. It could be a gently flowing stream. And you may find flowing through your life as a gently flowing stream to be more satisfying, more manageable. slow down, and go out into nature and observe the changing of the seasons. It is fall now, and I have lost most of my leaves. There are some falling from my branches as you listen to this, as you sit here, receiving my message. The ground underneath my branches is carpeted with crispy leaves, some of them freshly fallen, some of them dried up and brown. We are approaching winter, and then spring, and then summer, and it all begins again. It all continues. It is a cycle, as your life is a cycle. And the more you pay attention to the cycles in your life, the easier it will be to flow. To flow through the cycles of your life and to flow through your experiences and to appreciate each and every one, even the unexpected experiences. That is all. Holly Wharton returns with her reflection. It goes like this. Ugh, the concept of divine timing is such a source of frustration for me. Wait a minute, did I hear several amens out there? Amen. While I do believe deep down that things happen for a reason, usually because there's a lesson that we needed to learn, and that everything always falls into place at the perfect time, I believe that. But I tend to feel incredibly frustrated when things don't happen in the way and at the time that I want them to happen. I get impatient, annoyed, discouraged. When I'm going through an experience like this, when I'm not getting what I want, when I want, how I want, it makes me feel stuck. Like I'm taking two steps forward and falling one step back. Like I'm not taking the right actions or making the right decisions. Like I'm not doing enough. And yet, when I look back over my life and see how things have flowed and changed, I can see the natural progression of things. Sure, it didn't happen as fast as I wanted, or in the way that I wanted it to. But it all happened in the end, and sometimes in a different way than I expected. A better way. Ever since I made that difficult decision to let go of my business mindset and just focus on my books, things have been in flow. I focused on writing this book, and I've got other nature-based books planned for the future. While I still love mindset work and I still do see mindset clients, I'm no longer focused specifically on business mindset. And I only open up my calendar for client sessions every once in a while. Everything flowed into place. And everything now feels right. I feel like I'm on the right path again with my life. And yet, none of this happened in the way that I planned. It was frustrating. And at times it felt awful. Though I suspect that if I had just taken the advice of the twin sycamores to relax and flow and to remain open and curious about what was going on for me, it would have been a whole lot easier. What about you? Do you believe in the concept of divine timing? Are you good at relaxing and flowing through the ups and downs of life? If not, how do you think your life might be different if you did allow yourself to relax and flow? Might it make things easier? When you look back over the years of your life, can you see how everything fell into place? Can you see how things that were difficult or painful actually taught you valuable life lessons? Amen.